now tuned in to the Commissioner's Conversation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Commissioner Gordon.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. You are tuned in to the Commissioner's Conversation. I am your host, Commissioner Gordon. Man, how is everybody's Monday? Like,
man, my shit fire. I don't know about everybody.
Joining me every week is my co-host, Lico Brown.
Yep, it is I.
And we are live from Blends 2, that's 632 South Central Avenue in Hayteville.
Southside.
If you're in the area, if you're not in the area, and you want to have fun, talk some sports, talk about life, talk business, whatever you want to do, network.
Monday night football.
Kick it with good people.
Good vibes.
Have a great time. Be sure you come out. Again, that's Blends 2, 632 South Central Avenue in Hayteville. We do this thing at open up the doors at 7, and we carry this on out to about midnight, man, until they put us up out of here.
Until they put us out.
So, yeah, it's so much stuff to talk about this week, man.
Good Lord.
I previewed some of it as we got Tom Brady
again. You pretty good with the commentary in association with the clips you put up.
Hey, man.
That shit was funny.
We got Tom Brady again.
Man.
Again. And I was just telling Jay Rieske that the referee that blew the whistle on that.
Yeah, that was shit. That was bullshit.
He from Atlanta. Black dude from Jerome Bogle.
Damn.
Jerome Bogle from
Atlanta. She done put his first lad name.
I mean, everybody
here.
Know who he is. Like,
you bullshit ass referee.
Everybody know who
we
he
got
is.
Got your first and your last name, nigga.
So everybody know Jerome. This ain't the first time he screwed Atlanta, by the way. This ain't the first time
he do.
That ain't the first time he did this.
He's showing a pattern.
But
okay.
We're going to talk about that. We'll get into that. I also want to talk about this whole thing with Deion and Eddie Robinson Jr. over at Alabama State.
Man, he got damn near quick swim that nigga didn't he?
But what wound up happening, people didn't see the entire video of what pissed off Eddie Robinson.
It wasn't nothing to piss him off, though.
Yeah, it is.
What?
Yeah. We'll get into it. We'll get into it. I mean, you can't. I wouldn't just blindly take anybody's side. Like you. So we'll get into that. I mean, it's a lot of stuff we can get into.
Yep. The elephant in the room.
And on top of that, everybody's in for a treat because we have a music showcase slash battles versus. I don't even know what to call it.
Negative. It's just.
It's
a
so,
point.
So this is, and I'm going to give a quick backstory before we get into our guest.
This nigga.
So we all know Jay Rieske is, you know, is our guy. We all support the Garlitos, 100%. Smoke nothing else. So in a conversation that comes up, he said, hey, Lico, you know what I'm saying? You'll do a song with me. We'll do a track, maybe a commercial for the Garlito. And Lico was like, like basically – told that man that he wasn't on his level and he wasn't gonna.
You make
bring
it sound
down.
So bad. How you doing it?
Okay, what'd you tell him?
I was
drunk and high too.
And don't tell everybody that.
Not the government. I just was setting the record straight. That's really all it was. I really was just.
What'd you tell him?
Letting them be known, like, hey, man, this is going to be a couple of dollars, and I got to like it. It's levels. You ain't going to be able to just roll out of bed and come rapping with me.
It's levels.
Yeah, you ain't going to be able to just roll out of bed and come rapping with me.
It's levels.
Look, man, I've been talking like this all my life. This ain't DJ from Hustle and Flow, man. Look.
Hey,
bring your hand down. There you go.
My bad. Look, man, it's been 20 years since I ain't thought about doing some junk like this.
Doesn't that support my position?
But nah, the thing
is. Why would I want to?
It does.
I was rap with a 20-year-old.
Look, the thing is,
missing
if
an
you
action.
Let me get back, if you let me get back to my old ways, it's going to be hell for you. Okay.
So hold on, put a pause right now. So what has happened is, Lico has offended Jay Rieske, and Jay Rieske went back to the lab, went back to the studio, and cooked
he
up.
He done let G Rush hype him up.
Cooked up, nah, cooked up some music. He cooked up some music. And so what I and sent it to me. So I have not heard it yet. I'm gonna be honest. I have not heard it. I don't know what it sounds like. I wanted my first time to be right here with y'all. I want it to be authentic. I ain't want to be like, ooh, like I and be bullshitting like I heard it. Like I haven't when I have. So we gonna hear it. And I called Lico. I said, hey man, this is what we doing. And if you telling that man that he's not in your league, if you telling him that the elevator go up to the 15th floor and he might not make it up to the 10th, then you got to show him what you got. You got to show him, like, hey.
Just for the record.
And he said, no problem.
Never no problem. I respect. But just for the record, anybody listening in attendance.
No, we didn't go. No.
This shit Googleable, Spotifyable, Apple Musicable. Yeah, Lico Brown. Yeah. But I goddamn proved the point live just
so
the shits and giggles.
Man, so, that, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? Shouting, yeah.
Hold up. So we're going to get into that. That's going to be part two. Right now, part one. Hold on, I'm going to have to cut your mic off because you know how you get down.
Yeah, cut that nigga mic off.
But joining us live, you're talking about going from Memphis to Atlanta, joining us all the way from Ohio.
What part?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland is the city where we power, come from, so run,
power
run.
Entrepreneurial couple. We have Dr. Jasmine Lewis and Aaron King. Am I saying that right? Is it King A. I was, cause he sent me Aaron Lewis, and then I saw it on the site. It was King A. Lewis. So I was like, okay, maybe he know you on a whole different level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But King A. Lewis,
like Weezy Elf, man. Don't forget to say the King. Nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I just want to know. Yeah. So, but once again. Dr. Jasmine Lewis and King A. Lewis. And they've come, like I said, they come all the way from Cleveland, Ohio, and wanted to chop it up with us. And first of all, like I was just telling everyone, you guys have a series of businesses, not just a business that you're looking to plug. You have a series of businesses. They're both, like, you have travel agencies, real estate agencies. We got sunglass companies. I kind of want, so introduce yourselves again. And let's start from the beginning of all of this, because I want to get to the genesis of how we get to multiple streams of businesses and how possibly we could inspire someone else to do the same.
I got about 15 questions off the muscle. Go ahead.
Okay, so I am Dr. Jasmine Lewis, and I have started a travel agency, so that was my primary business, but I wanted to start with
I was just gonna ask. You said doctor. I wanted you to get into the doctor part.
Traveling your primary and you a doctor.
so
my doctorate is in organizational leadership.
Okay, there we go.
Damn, I didn't even know you can be a doctor.
See, there we go. That takes us there.
You can get a doctorate in organizing leadership.
This nigga is incredible.
So
I ain't even heard of that.
Let's keep it going.
So when I was working on my master's, I was working two jobs, and I was going to school for my master's, I went to Bellevue University. Yes, it was online. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
So I was going to school to get my master's, and it was in healthcare administration. But I was working two jobs, and I decided I wanted to start a business. I wanted to work for myself. So in the meantime, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. So I had to figure it out. After doing some research and kind of looking into all different areas, I figured out I wanted to do travel. I ran it past a couple of people in my family. They all said, go for it. I started it within a month with less than $400.
How in the hell do you just randomly come up with, I want to be a travel agent? Like, that seems like a job that kind of, you didn't try to get a job at it. You bossed up as a travel agency.
Top.
Like more people try to get on with a travel agency, kind of see what's going on. And then what made you just come out the gate like, y'all can come travel with me. I get y'all all over this moment.
So I heard I guess it would be like a podcast at the time. And when I was listening, they said to figure out what you want to do in life, you have to put your passion and what you're really, really good at together. And that should be what you start your business in. So I had to really do some soul searching to figure out what I was talented in, because I didn't know. And I also had to think
education.
About
education.
Right. But at the time I didn't know that about myself. Like I was young, I was still finding myself. So yeah, I didn't really know. So I put it together. I was like, I love to travel. Anything travel, that's me. That I'm down for traveling.
Yeah.
So putting that together with what I was really good at, which was finding like deals and specials randomly to travel. But normally it was
Are
just
you
my
a
friends
group
and
ponder?
Family.
All right. Okay, continue. I'm sorry.
No, you're okay.
I'm already interested.
So at that point, I didn't have much money. I was working two jobs. I was living at home, and I was going to school full time. Right. So I didn't have much money. College I was like, how much is this going to cost to start this business? And
you said 400?
Less than 400. It was like $399. So I just rounded up to four.
You talking about to LLC it and get certain licenses?
Yes. From the
that's all you need, right?
So with that though, I was getting ready to say, because do you have like you have to have some kind of connection? Because people believe that like the travel agent is the most plugged in person. How do you find
hotels,
like the best deal on the hotel,
car rentals,
rentals, flights, all of the above? Like what
400?
Okay, so let me clarify this.
Okay, come on, man.
I am not a travel agent. I own a travel agency.
Look at you. Okay. Clear it up.
Okay, let me just clarify
get us straight.
That.
Get us straight.
For you niggas in the back.
Get us straight.
Let me say it one more time. Straight. I'm just kidding. Yeah. So I started the business of a travel agency. And of course it was just me, so I had to be an agent, right?
Yeah.
But I have contracted agents up under our business
that
book everything. No, the connections come from the business. Itself, when you start your agency, that's one of the first things you do, right? Like you said, you LLC it, you get your license in order. Accreditation is the very first thing you're going to do when you start your business.
Right.
Once you're accredited, you now are in the industry as labeled as a travel agency. And now you can go and deal with whatever brand, whatever hotel brand, whatever car brand.
Is there information that becomes available once you get accredited, once you get your travel agency to a certain status where you could just like plug into a logistics about all of that?
Like as soon as you get your accreditation, all the information is available on all brands that deal with travel.
Oh, that's how they do it.
So you have access. You are awarded access
from
being your accredited. Yeah. So from the time you say, okay, I've done the work, and here's how. So how do we get to travel? Like, you never, is it just something you took a trip or you just love to travel or, you know what I'm saying,
you been to?
Too many.
Well, prior to being the owner of the travel agency, how many had you gone to before?
Okay.
How far had you been before that?
Five, not including ours.
Passport still booked up.
Yeah.
Still
stamped out.
Yeah.
Got a new passport. So I always had the passion to travel. Like, I would just be in class and, like, at a young age, and we were reading history books, and they would say something about it. In Philadelphia, they were fighting for it. I'm like, what they doing? And I would go home like, Ma, I want to go to Philadelphia. I don't know what they did. I want
to
go. Because it's Philadelphia. I've never been there. Let's go.
Right, right.
And my mom would always drive. She would go to drivable places. So she would take us to Florida every year for like to Disney. She would take me.
I was told.
So she would.
Ohio.
Yes.
Yeah. Drivable.
Yep. Drivable.
Like, that's not drivable.
For me, that's not drivable. 13 hours?
No, not
you
down
know.
Here.
But
how
my mom was willing to do
Philly
it because she couldn't pay to fly.
How far is Philly from?
Philly is
Cleveland.
About 7 hours, probably.
Oh, yeah, that's good. You can do that.
Yeah, it's not bad. New York, too.
So she would really take
hours.
The time, like on a weekend or something, and drive you to whatever place you come up with to say you want to go to?
Yes.
How old was you when you and your mama was taking these road trips?
9.
Man, let me tell you something.
8.
Man.
10.
Invest in your kids.
True.
I knew you finna say a young age.
I was very
man,
young.
Man, invest in your kid. Man, you don't know what them little trips, them little time spent, turn into.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look at this shit.
Because what winds up happening is there's not really a limit to your thought process on
exactly.
what you can do and what you're not able
them.
To do. Yeah. So like you said, like the more you're exposed to, the more that you believe that you can achieve. If you only knew whatever that block is in Cleveland that you grew up in, and some people only know that. I know people who have not been outside of 285 in Atlanta ever in life, and they don't know anything beyond Marta. Right, wherever Marta take. So, but that's to his point. Like if you put in that time, you put in that encouragement with your kids.
Yes.
That they will, it will translate later in life.
Man, yes. You never know. That's you why you got know. To do that. And that's yes. just so dope. I'm saluting your mama right now because she took that time, put that gas in the car, and got you up, and y'all went.
Well, let me help you a little further.
Where else y'all went?
So, when I was 15 in high school, turning 16,
right.
I was given the opportunity to study abroad.
Where?
So they gave me a scholarship to study in the Netherlands.
The Netherlands.
So I lived there for a whole year, my junior year in high school. And my mother allowed me to go. Once they awarded me this scholarship, I had to do an interview. She allowed me to go by myself. There was no, I had a host family, right? But we don't know them.
Yeah.
The company picks them. So her just allowing me to go, I wanted to go. But she said, okay, go. And I went, and that experience right there opened my eyes to even that was different. Like
I don't
a whole
even
different
know if
culture.
I could have did that.
Yeah.
Language.
My little baby girl, you must have been a well put together young lady by the time you were, 16, 17, to even allow.
To be allowed to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, because it's all about, you know, your fortitude mentally.
You have to be able to carry yourself.
Say that you can
a
go
certain
to the
type.
Netherlands,
yeah.
And I'm
I mean,
not there.
Before I could say you spend a night down the street.
Yeah, you can't go to Valdosta.
And my mother was strict on spending the night, so I was shocked I could go.
She was strict on spending the night.
Yes, I couldn't spend the night places, but she allowed me to go over there. It's still.
Without getting too deep in your business, was it just you and mom? Was dad around?
My dad, yep.
Dad was there. What did he say when you went to the Netherlands?
He always promoted me going and doing.
Okay.
Him and my mom both. Like, my mom and my dad, for me, was just the biggest cheerleaders. My dad always wanted me to go get education and see the world and do whatever it is. No matter what it is, they were like,
gotta,
yes, that's what you want to do? Do it. Yeah. You
want to
start the travel agency? You'll figure it out. Go ahead. You got this. Like, they would always say, you got it. You can figure it out. You can do it. They pushed me.
Right.
That's dope and scary at the same time.
Well, it is, but it's amazing. Like, I think as parents, we hold back our kids a lot of times.
Based on how I feel.
Basically. Based on.
But the world's so crazy. Like, you just.
But the world
like,
been
okay,
crazy.
What year this was when y'all went? When you went to the Netherlands?
2004. 2005. Yep, I stayed a year. So
2004, 2005. Let me see.
I said this is post 9/11.
After 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the world's been. But it's always been crazy. It's just like now we see it often because we have these our hands and we can see the stupid shit that people say and I'll do this. You know, even though they might just be selling wolf tickets or whatever, but they just.
But it's been like that.
Right.
We just weren't seeing
it. We just didn't see it. It wasn't live in our face. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So now.
I'd have been trying to get my little girl a gun over there. I'm so messed up.
So now what you have is you have.
Hey, man.
Find
what the gun laws is immediately. I'd have been looking it up before she even went over there.
Did not need one.
So let's go. Hold on. Let's go from there. Hold on. Let's go from now. But we talking to travel. But travel ain't even. That's not where it ends.
That's the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, that's not where it ends.
That's where it begins.
That's actually where it begins.
Yeah. Okay, so, hold on. She got the doctorate in leading people. Like,
yes.
First off, let's never omit this.
Right.
Nigga, I am past a master.
PhD up.
All you got to do is listen and let's go.
Okay. PhD'd up.
I have a skill set with folks. Boom.
I can organize and lead.
Took it. To a travel agency first.
Travel agency.
Not an agent, agency.
Agency.
Jumped it off. Incorporated agents, became an agent just to get it launched. But really, y'all.
Ownership.
You pivoted from that to what's the next business?
Yes, real estate.
So
did he bring that in, or you pivoted in and he got in?
I pivoted in and then brought him in.
So did the real estate come through travel? Did you want to, did you say, okay, I want to
invest, yeah, where the idea came from?
Invest in a specific place that I've seen that's up and coming, or do I want to invest at home here in Ohio?
Right.
It did not come from travel. It actually came from my brother. And my older brother.
Shout him out.
He was wrongly incarcerated for 16 years. Damn. My younger years.
Damn.
So been out for a while.
Welcome home, brother.
And when he came out, he wanted to do something different. You know, you need to do something different than whatever it was before you went in. He was 19 then, or 21 when he went in.
It's damn shame how they do it.
So real estate was one of them. He started a couple of businesses. And I helped them start the businesses because, of course, I have the paperwork and the
leadership.
Because he wasn't able to get a real estate organization. He wasn't able to get a realtor license.
Nope.
Yeah, so he had to run it through you.
But we don't have a realtor license. So we don't
need real estate.
So
I just learned it.
Yep, so we are investors, and we invest in real estate.
Okay.
Some to hold, and then some to flip.
Right.
So we were holding ours for a long time, so we went into real estate together. And I didn't realize how powerful real estate was, but apparently my brother did. And again, I was in my 20s, and you know, not everything you don't see. You don't see the big picture yet.
But you had so much shit going for yourself as a young person.
So he saw the vision of real estate. He brings it to you. You help him invest. Like, what was the first property? Like, how much was that first? I'm going to do this. Because some people get out there and they get all the way out there. Some people just stick their toe in the water and say, I'm just going to, you know, buy this little lot and it's $5,000.
So Ohio is one of the best places to do real estate because our properties are low costing. Okay.
It used to be in Atlanta in about 2000 when it was.
Now, prices everywhere have gone up post-COVID, right? But this was a lot of years ago. So $1,000 house.
Oh, see what I'm saying? See, that was Pittsburgh and like
Lord, she's in 02. I just felt the money when she said
that was Pittsburgh 02. We can go Mechanicsville, Pittsburgh, West End somewhere. You can get about $2,000.
All you need is paint.
So
cleaning,
and that's what
cleaning.
But no, but see, that's the difference here. You would have needed a hell of a lot more than that. But you'd have had the lot and you'd had the house. You'd have had to put in the time and the effort. You'd have needed more than painting.
Even if you had to spend 20 bands, so?
But go ahead from there, like you're saying.
So we bought three of those off
for rent. $1,000 a piece?
Nope, they were all different prices. You got $1, you got $1,000, you got $5,000.
What you went to, like the county auction or something?
No, not tax liens.
Bank foreclosure?
Just regular foreclosures.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, through it. We have a land bank. Our county has a land bank.
And so from there,
I'm going to Cleveland.
You pick up, and you pick up three properties, and that translates into how many properties and how
what big you had to spend. Were those flips or
no?
Keeps?
We held.
Yeah, she said they were holding at first.
Yep, we held. Yes, we just sold one of them recently, really recently, like. Recent. Mm-hmm. That was the first one we sold. We still have all of them, two of the other two.
Hold on. Travel agency since 13. How long before real estate became in the picture from then?
That was probably around the same time.
God damn, nigga be multitasking.
Now let me ask this. How long have you two been together?
We have been together 10 years. Yeah, should be going on 11. This is our 5th year anniversary for our marriage.
Okay.
That's why we're down here. We were celebrating our anniversary.
That's hard. Now, hold on. I got to ask. Now, this question right here. Okay. You. When you get with your lady, you see she was already a doctor when y'all got together. Right? Not yet?
No.
Okay. I'm going to come back to that. All right. Boom. She wasn't. But she still had several things going on. And what were you doing before
y'all
you got with her?
And I'm King A. Lewis, designer King A. Lewis.
King A. Lewis, real estate investor. Yes.
We both, when we met, we were kind of like struggling college students.
Okay.
So we kind of helped each other grow and pivot into a lot of different avenues. I will say, though, there's no way I would be as successful now without her being at my back.
Facts.
Hey, man.
That's what a good woman going
to
do.
Now, just get ready to say.
That's every time.
That's so understated. Like,
Jay Reese, take notes, man.
Jay Reese got a good woman. He got a good woman. He just leave her at home. I don't know what he tell her to get out of the house.
Man, spend time with your woman, man.
She come down. She came down the first. I mean,
this is what happened when you got a bond with your lady. You see this?
Yeah, she came down a couple times, but yeah, Jay Reese.
You ain't want to embarrass her, I know.
I ain't want you to be so embarrassed that I
got
that mafia ass.
Go ahead. Continue with what you were saying.
Right.
I shouldn't even include this guy.
But
so
go ahead.
You were working your real estate move before.
So I was getting ready to ask you what
came
first.
They were struggling college students.
Yeah, so I actually have a history. I'm a second generation real estate investor. My dad.
Pops.
Was doing real estate back
okay,
in the
80s. Okay, that answers my question. Okay.
So, like, growing up, I helped him clean up and paint. I didn't like it. I told him I would never do it. I'll never be a landlord. And then my wife was like, hey, this is a good move. Like, we need to. Yeah. My dad's like,
I need to rent these properties.
You're doing what, you know.
That made him like her a lot, didn't it?
It tickled dad to death. I already know.
Say, that made him like her a lot.
It tickled dad to death.
Now you want to come around here.
Look who wants to own some property.
I can hear him now.
Mr. I'll never do this.
Yeah.
Ever in want, life.
He
yeah, yeah,
told
yeah.
You all those stories. He ain't want to clean. I used to have him in there painting and shit. He was crying the whole time.
Hate sheet rock.
He's my fan. Nah, but see, that's why, shout out to dad, man. That's why you need guys with a father that just. That sternness that just don't care if you like it or not. Just get this in you.
But so talk about that, say that upbringing, what kind of work ethic that put into you for you, like even though you didn't like it, but you there with Pops and Pops ain't just gonna let you just say, I'm going home and I wanna go sit and watch TV and eat drink these Capri Suns. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that put a good work ethic into me, like just understanding the process of things, how it works. Like, I would get mad, like, dude, I want to knock out the ceiling. I want to do something fun. He was like, no, you can't do that yet. You got to go over here and do this.
That's a load-bearing wall, son.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So you got to know what you're doing and how to do it before you do it.
Right.
So
even demo got to be done a certain way.
It has to be executed in a certain way.
Executed. You can't just.
And you want to talk to the professionals first.
Yeah, facts.
So dad and my mom always worked hard, and it was always like, you got to work hard. And you got to get a job. That was the thing. Like I had my first job when I was like 13.
What was that?
I worked for the city.
Hold on. You worked for
like
the city?
What?
You got a pension
at 13? No.
Wait. Man got 401k in it.
What we doing? Hold on.
I was actually 14. I was a freshman, and it was like a summer job with through the schools.
Okay.
Make it make sense.
Damn. Ohio ruthless. Bring your ass here. You can talk. You can
retired 33, boy.
So yeah, okay. So first job.
Been working.
Working with the city, 14 years old.
Correct.
Okay, coming in. You second generation real estate. Where does the eyewear come in? Like, where is that your passion? Like she talked about the travel, like turning your passion. Is the sunglasses, the Greek couture, is that yours?
Yep, that's my passion. What was going on? It was I'm going in to find sunglasses and walking in these stores. They just don't have nothing to fit my swag.
Where you was going? So, like Sunglass Hut and shit like that.
Sunglass Hut, Dillard's, Saks, all those places. And what I found out was we were very underrepresented in that market.
Okay.
So hold on. You know, we who?
Blacks. Black and brown people.
I was
people.
Just finna say, all them places you just named, man, them white
right,
folks.
Black
glasses.
And brown people are, even if you just go into an optical
shop. Did you say Burlington?
Community.
Ignore him. We're not doing that with you today. He just.
Unfortunately,
I do shop. It's at already cut off. Too.
I do too. Yeah, yeah. But they ain't had a swag for every time you put them on. Right. Just,
they didn't have what you were looking
so
for.
So you in? Well, clearly, because he designed. So tell me, you draw?
I somewhat, yes. Draw.
Sketch enough sketch. To get I it to a point. To get it to somebody else.
Exactly. I have an engineer and business partner. Actually, my business partner is David Ford. From the day before Eyewear Collections. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him.
But that's
my mentor and business partner. I was able to connect with him, and he brought me
how
into the space.
Tell me how you met him.
Yeah, how did that partnership come to play?
I met him when back maybe 2014, 2015 at an event, and we just connected. I supported him and the brand, and we just kept close.
Was he coming up? Yeah, independently.
He was coming up independently as one of the only black designers in the space, and this is you're talking luxury eyewear. So he's up with like Louis Vuittons and Gucci. So
Roberto Cavalli,
getting all these like high end materials and doing it and it's competing in that luxury space. I was like, man, this dude is just dope. Like, I need to connect with him, and I connected with him. And when I told him what I was doing, he's like, hey, why didn't you come to me sooner? Let's make this work. And that's what we've been doing.
So is he the one who helped you get your material plug as far as what the glasses are made out of and
correct
shit like that?
Yep. My samples, I did go to New York to some like conventions and things of that nature. Like,
Talk about that grind. I know that was hard to get to.
Oh, yeah.
I know that even if you got on the right track, I know you had some resistance like, of people who just may not necessarily wanted you to get this stuff. Did you run into any type of situation like that?
I got told no a lot. I got told I couldn't do it. I got laughed at, you know, family members. And a lot of times family, they don't mean any harm. They just can't see. Kind of like what Jay-Z was saying about his uncles, like, I can't see you doing what I can do. So it's like, dude, don't do that.
They put their limitations on you.
Go get you a job and work.
Yeah.
But they didn't understand what I was trying to do. And I had to get to the mental space of, God didn't put that on you. He put that in me. So you have to shelter your vision from people who don't get it. Because most people only see at sea level.
Right.
They can't see beyond.
And you know that's hard for a lot of people, whether it's entrepreneurs, just people just in general that are doing anything that you believe that 9 times out of 10 that it's the people around you that you've grown up with your whole life that's gonna support you. Right. But those aren't the people that are gonna support you, because those are the people
who don't see
you going past whatever they've gone past. Like you talked about putting limitations, people would laugh at you and all this stuff. Like we go back like Jay Rieske, we talked about that's my guy.
Yeah.
I met him the second show. Like the second time of us being here, and our meeting is documented. But like I met him here. I told him just to pull up, and like that's like
the homie,
like a brother, like a little brother. You know what I'm saying? Like a brother,
the homie.
You know what I'm saying? I want the best for him.
You just bond like that. You just meet people like that, and I'm always interested in hearing how those connections come about, because they hard to get. They hard to get. You talking about designer eyewear, like, bro, that is such a small group of people.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about how many designer lines of eyewear do you have, because there's so many.
And what's the name of the
aviators? So there's so many different types of sunglasses. Like, how did you, like, what were your first few lines that you said, okay, I'm gonna pattern this after my swag, because this is what I want to rock it?
I got 3 styles. Aviators is the only one out that's actually hit the market. I got a women's line that's dropping probably within the next couple of weeks. It just got in.
We're looking at them.
Okay, then.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to add with they big lens. Girl like big lens. They so extra.
Yeah, so those girl she have on so is extra. All look handmade Mazzucchelli acetate with name gold of? Leaf.
Say the name again.
So those are the Athena. So it's like Greek mythology is kind of embraced into this brand. So that's kind of like my way of like merging Greek mythology and fashion, because I like both of them.
So what's the, and what's the, you said the aviators are out now. What's the name of that line?
This is the Flame of Olympus.
Okay.
Flame of Olympus.
So Flame of Olympus is just kind of just, in ancient times, it was like with the Olympic Games of the absolute power of the gods.
Okay.
Tell
her. Get some extra flash.
And those are the ones you have right there?
Yeah, these are the ones I got here.
Okay.
So that's the red black Mazzucchelli acetate, handmade with HD gradient lenses, scratch resistant lenses.
How many colors? Because you just said that's the red black. Like, I would
so we got the blue tortoise and black and pink tortoise, silver.
Let me, so, yeah, so look at one. Oh. Let me shout out to the website. Talk to the about the website. What are we going? What are we ordering? So if I wanted to order a
black on.
Now, are you selling a case of sunglasses? Can I buy a case, or can I do I have to just buy individual pair?
Yeah, you can buy a case.
Okay.
The website www.greekcouture. eyewear.com. That's all social media platforms at GreekCoutureEyewear.com as well.
Say it again. It's www.GreekCoutureEyewear.
Greek Couture.
Right. So, like, what is the vision for, like, what's the next step for the eyewear company? Like, what do we, there are, what do you want to see the company, like, is there a certain price point that you want to get to and you say, listen, I want to make this affordable, or do I want to make this luxury? I want to have this on the level of a Roberto Cavalli or Versace, or do I want to keep this to where it is a price point that we can come in and we can afford it, and you know, and people can, and you don't have to be a celebrity to purchase a pair.
Yeah, so it's definitely luxury. Black luxury, let me add.
There you go.
I would say it's affordable. I mean, these are $250. These are $280.
Okay.
This is the affordable version of the line. There will be a new release.
Yeah, because glasses cost racks. I'm a Cartier guy.
Yeah.
So glasses cost racks. So any $100 glasses. But these, they do. Some bitch fresh. I would
Yeah, so these all come with, like, these come handmade stitch leather casing, custom artwork on the cases as well, on the cloths.
Okay, talk about the case. Like, why so much on the case when you don't wear the case?
So, just to give you that luxury experience, when you buy a pair of Louis Vuitton glasses, it's going to come.
The case be crazy.
And to be honest with you, it's on the level of Louis Vuitton quality. We have the top production seams in the world. Behind the brand,
and you, so you plan on scaling up.
You, right, you, and you briefly touched on it, but how long did it take you to get to the people with the top material to where you can say, like, I have top notch quality. This ain't what you're gonna get out the flea market or discount mall. This is A1 all the way through and through.
It's like the Africans.
This has been like a.
If you go to the discount mall in my city, they're who run the discount mall. They done turned the discount mall into.
Yeah, it's a little, but go ahead.
So, like, damn, what was the question?
How long did it
how
take
long
you
did it take you to get the top notch
to
material?
To that top notch material.
I'm fooling, but I'm gonna say some crazy.
Right. So, but honestly, this has been a 6-7 year journey.
Okay.
You know, just
to get the top materials.
Just in general.
Overall. Right.
Just the whole process.
Even learning how to sketch, sending it to factories and things of that nature. I will say.
The plugs for the factories came from David.
Yeah. I got some factories from, there's a convention in New York. So my first prototype was made in a factory in South Korea that I connected with out there. They did a really good job. And that's the Zeus collection too. That's the shield. So
that's
like black.
Okay.
So you'll see that on the website. It's not been out yet.
Zeus.
Released. That was my very first.
I heard Athena.
Zeus.
The Flame of Olympus.
Yep.
And the Zeuses.
And the Zeus.
I'm probably going to rock them Zeuses.
Yeah, a lot of people like the Zeuses. They've been asking.
Got to.
But what I was able to cut out, getting back to the material thing, because what I found, I make those connections in New York, and I was actually going to fly to China and fly to Japan and try to seek out these factories, but David's already done that. So getting that mentor in place
was key.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, saved you thousands.
Yeah, and he's like, I already got, you know, we got factories in Paris and Italy.
So since then, have you physically made the trips to these facilities?
No.
You got to do it.
We plan on taking a trip.
You got to make your own relationship with these people.
With COVID happened, we were planning on making a trip, then COVID happened.
Killed it. Yeah.
Yeah,
you got to go and do that, because one day David might just not speaking it up or hoping it never happened. Shout out David for it, but what if David wake up one day and be like, man, I kind of got this other thing going on. I ain't going to really be able to do. God forbid.
Right. I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah. Life it's is true.
Life. Don't nobody make it out alive, for sure. But, you know what I'm saying?
Life is life. And
for that reason.
For that reason.
Yeah.
For that reason.
That's all. I want to see y'all win, because them bitches fresh. If they weren't fresh, I probably wouldn't even say it.
I'd be like, okay. All right. Things I understand. Say that
so I'm looking on the site now, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm over here quiet.
Nah, I already see what you're doing.
I'm over here on the IG page right now, which is also Greek Couture Eyewear at Greek Couture Eyewear.
At Greek Couture Eyewear. No, you got to block your face. That's what you're doing for us.
So, so I'm going, like I said, I'm looking at everything, like the case. You were talking about the case. The case looks great. Is that a leather case that's with it?
Yep, that's hand embroidered and hand stitched.
This nigga ain't got no shirt on with his blazer.
We're not talking about the
who
model.
Who you think you is, young nigga? That's what I do.
We're not talking about all that.
It's all style.
But it is. It's all style. It's all flavor, and it's lovely. Like, I like to see it. I love to see it happen. I also, what I want to do, because I don't think we did it, I wanted to send the website for the travel agency
and the real estate. Make sure that your company.
Do you do real estate for others, or is this real estate for just like a family company?
We own a property management and investment company. So we just hold the properties in our business names and collect income from that way. So we have a total of two different companies between me, her, and her brother.
Is it a website or
no.
a name? What's the just give me the for, official
for
name
asset
of
protection,
the business.
There is no website and there's trust involved and
I like
you know,
it.
All that
I like all that. I'm a jewel.
I like about real estate is you can really be behind the scenes and make as little or as much as money as you want as possibly can.
Hold on. Let us. I want to for the travel agency. I want to do the. Oh, for the company.
Yeah, say the names.
My
these
investment
companies.
Company is Lewis Street Group. That's her maiden name is Overstreet, and but you being Lewis, so it's just Lewis Street.
Okay. Lewis Street Group.
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay. And then with the travel agency,
what was the name of that?
As Travel Life Services LLC.
Travel Life Services.
Now, the website for that is just travellifeservices.com.
Yeah, Travel Life Services,
LLC.com. Gotcha. Okay. All right, Jay Reeske had a question, man. I'm sorry I had you on mute.
Man, y'all did that just so wrong, commish, man. Damn.
We got to do our interview, brother. We can't just have you talking reckless.
Man, I'm going to say
I have the question, brother. Fool.
So, look, I got a quick.
Yes.
Not at the moment, but we've been approached to possibly go into that space.
Okay. They meticulous. They taking their time looking at it.
All right.
Step in.
Jay Reeske.
So.
I know.
Put the mic up.
So, you know, like, Jay Reeske, name of the cigar is the Garlito. So I'm looking, you know, I'm in the process of getting my own customized shoes. I want my own Garlito fit. You get what I'm saying? Because I'm the company. You get what I'm saying? I'm the brand or whatnot. But, like, if I wanted to, say, sit down and discuss, let's say, networking with you about some customized shades or whatever, because I like the aviator style, the Tom Cruise, you get what I'm saying? And I just spent fucking $300 last year on some Ray-Bans. And, you know, I spend that with you, you get what I'm saying, rather than with the Clampets. You feel me? So,
I mean, like, said Clampets.
Oh, man, you know, man. But you, like, know what I mean. As far as networking on that level, are you doing things of that nature?
Customization.
Yeah, so we can custom these. We can custom lenses, things of that nature. Like, if you want a certain color lens, we can do that. Going further than that, we will have to take it to the production line. So we could do, like,
if you want Jay Reeske across the fight,
you gotta start your own line. You're gonna have to invest some dollars. That's gonna be more than that little $300 you're gonna be putting out. you want the Garlito frames, you're gonna have to invest a little more than that.
That was just to, you know, keep my eyes cool while I was on the flight. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't let the northern lights mess my eyesight up.
So we curate brands as well. Listen. So that's one of the things. Like, if you were to want to start something, I can help you curate that brand.
No, that's dope. I'm vibing everything. You know what I mean?
Like, so hold on. What background or skill set do you have that makes you feel like you can just launch any brand? Because you need a day before for a bunch of this shit with these glasses.
Specific. Oh, yeah, that's Big Bro. So, like, we do business together.
So how you going to launch other things?
You always need a mentor. Right. Everybody have a mentor, including Oprah. Everybody got a mentor.
Right.
I have a mentor. I own businesses, but I still got a business mentor. You always got to learn. You your own student and you your own learner. You got to learn, you got to teach it. I started a whole course to help people start a business. Because, like, when we were talking earlier, hold and you were saying people don't start businesses
say that
because
again.
They
you
don't have any money.
Right. You started a whole course for people to start businesses. Is that on YouTube?
It's at drjasminelewis.com. You there go there. I start courses. Yep, courses. I help people start businesses that don't think that they can. Because of money or whatever, it's like little to no money. Like, let's just get it started. Let's go.
Starting up a business ain't a lot of money.
And for that though, but we talked earlier, people don't realize that the small steps lead into the bigger steps, especially when starting a business. People don't realize, like you said, the LLCs, you know, talking about $50, you know what I'm saying? We talking about some things like that. Obtaining the web page, it's not as much money as people think. But everybody always says, man, I'll do it when the time is right. I'll do it when I'm ready. I'll do it when my bank account say XYZ amount of dollars. I'll do it when this or that happens.
But these little steps is how you get your bank account right.
So what are some of the, like you said, you have those videos to show people how to get started. What are some of those obstacles that may not be as big an obstacle as people think?
The biggest obstacle that people think is themselves. You have to get out of your own way in order to start your business. That's the number one problem. From all the people that come to us, it's the thought process. It's the mindset. They don't think they can do it, or they don't think they have the money to do it, or they don't think this is a space they should be in, or maybe they're intimidated because it's not a space that many black people are in, or whatever.
A lot of folks,
you know,
just ain't good with paperwork. Like,
right,
they just don't
that
like the
too.
Fool
so
them
it's
computers
just,
and fill out them forms. It'd be that simple.
Yeah.
So remember them just, guys that didn't want to speak, didn't want to read out loud in class? It'd be them that don't want
to
read.
But the point of having the mentor is to not have to make the same mistakes and bypass some of those problems.
Right.
Which is why problems. When you said when he had a mentor, you know, Aaron had, yeah, King A. Lewis had a mentor.
Right.
But that's so he can help fast track some stuff. Right, so he can bypass. He still would have did all the same stuff. But sometimes the Lord put people in your path to help you to get there.
Right. Yeah, and it always, that's one thing, as especially as black people, we got to do, man. We got to We got to stop
use
thinking
our
about
resources in people.
Yeah. Yes, well, we have to use our skills and help some. Everybody have a different skill set.
Right. Yeah.
So if everybody's different skill set came together and we did whatever it was with everybody's skill, oh, my God. Imagine where we'd be at.
That's high. Yeah. That's,
we just have to get out of the mind state that it's only one. Like
I say that all the time. Yeah. What you just said, I say that all the time.
We got to get out of the mental of I make it as a detriment to you making it when we can both make it.
We can both make it. We can both make it. There's enough money out here.
All of us can make it.
But what happens, here can get 100
million. What happens a lot of times, and I think through slavery and other mechanisms, is what we've been programmed to believe that I got to step on you to get to the top, as opposed to we can lean on each other and make it together.
Yeah.
So
because you can.
Right, exactly. But we've seen it because they do it often. Like we see like the nepotism and all of the different types of things that we kind of frown on. I was laughing a little earlier today relating it back to sports. I just saw Bronny James
get the NIL,
signed the NIL with Nike, and I was like, of course he did.
Cool.
Right. Why wouldn't he?
That's easy money.
You know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't he?
That's easy money.
But others might look at that and be like, oh, man, because he only got it because he's LeBron James' son. Well, why? Okay.
What's wrong with that? Okay. Wrong. I work hard for that for my name to mean something.
Right. Okay.
Speaking of nepotism, y'all got kids yet?
No.
So
I bet y'all kid going to be, they're going to be straight, man. Like when y'all do the cross their path, they're going to be some little smart folks who got a bunch of options. They probably gonna take y'all shit to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
So once again,
you know I mean? It seems like y'all hard. Taking y'all time with each other.
Y'all ain't gonna work them kids down.
Oh, hard. I'm working them hard. They gotta work in all the businesses we have.
Yeah.
We getting ready to open up a hotel. So as soon as that open, you gonna be working in there too.
Say it again. Hold on. Say it again. I want you to speak that out there one more time. Say it again.
We are getting ready to open a hotel.
There you go.
As soon as it is.
As soon as it's open.
They're going to be carrying bags and
check-in. Nah, but see, I'm just paying attention to the time frame y'all moving in as a couple in conjunction with the businesses. Y'all are taking the time, it seems, to enjoy each other, build a real bond, take that bond into business,
and
grow
care,
and
yep.
develop the business and deal with y'all professional setup, and then we can make our family. I just think that a lot of black folks end up, for lack of, you know, fucking too fast, making babies and doing all that too fast without having no kind of financial plan, frame of mind or any. I did it. Did it all backwards. Luckily I was able to catch up. But if I had to do it again, I love my children, but I would have made sure that I took the time that y'all are taking with my wife and got to a point before we did all
and,
that.
And
so planted, I salute planted y'all several that. That's seeds. What I'm saying.
So once again, like I said, I want to, because we getting long in it, but once again, I want to promote the brands. Greek Couture Eyewear. That's on all platforms. Greek Couture Eyewear. Yep.
GreekCoutureEyewear.com for the website.
Yes, sir.
We got Greek Couture Eyewear on Instagram and Facebook.
We got
Greek Couture. Follow that shit right now.
So it's travel. I want to get it right. Travel, lifestyle.
Travel Life Services.
Travel Life Services. There you go. Travel Life Services, LLC.
I'm proud of
Travel Life Services, LLC.
Travel Life Services, LLC.
So the website is thetravellifeservicesllc.com. On Instagram, it's travel_life_services. And on Facebook, it's just Travel Life Services.
And then the Dr. Jasmine webpage.
And then, yep, Dr. Jasmine
what
Lewis.
She
so that's Jasmine.
Spell it again.
Not a Z.
Jasmine.
M-I-E-N.
And there's no period after doctor.
Okay.
Okay. So it's drjasminlewis.com.
Well, she can show you how to get your business off the ground, and you can stop making excuses.
Yes.
And then let King A.
If they have any questions, they can reach you there. And if you have any, you want to make any placements, you want to place any orders, you want to do all sorts of things. Like, so I was looking through, and this is, I say this before we leave, I was looking through the IG page, and I saw like a lot of deals, and I was like, damn. The crazy part was, it was all stuff, like it was some stuff that I was just going through looking for pictures and everything. I was like, damn, that sounds like a great deal. I want to go there. Damn, that sounds like a great deal. I want to go there. Like, is there anything that you have coming up with the travel agency that we may need, that people may need to come up?
A Puerto Rico.
I saw something that was coming up in like, I think it was like March 23. It was something that I think.
So in August, we are doing a group trip. We do an annual group trip every year. So our group trip next year is to Antigua.
Ooh.
And it's starting at $980 a person.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay. So that is in August.
$980, 5th. That's hotel. How many days? Nights?
4 nights.
3 days, 4 nights? Or 4 days, 4 nights? 3 days,
4 nights.
3 days, 4 nights. 3 days, 4 nights, 980. Get your ass on this trip. Meet somebody.
5 days.
Learn somebody.
5 days, 4 nights.
Make a relationship 5 days, 4 nights, you know.
I know.
So, yeah. No, and that's
Antigua. That's a dope ass trip right there.
We got so, Antigua.
Yes.
And then we're
Is
also
there a
doing
theme
Greece.
To the trip?
So, Carnival will be there in Antigua during the time. So, we're going to go and enjoy that as well.
Yes.
But
I can't go on that trip. It'll be too
it's
man.
It's not just a. That's what you're supposed to. Oh, it's not just a theme. It's just about bringing together people with like-mindedness that love travel and just going and having a good time.
So
that's,
you
that's
already
all
know
trips.
All these people coming on the trip.
That's what I was getting ready to ask.
So we
all
do
day, like
trip
a raffle.
Every year we've been
you get a trip. You get a trip.
7th annual. This will be our 7th annual. So we do a group trip every year. And every year the people that come out to travel, they travel because they want to travel with us. We host our trip.
So
you get to travel with the owners.
Okay, that's dope too.
So, right.
Yeah, and,
so
and
we, yep.
That's hard.
So it, like I said, is this
what
is
y'all charge
me
on the trip? I know you said 980 cover the expenses, but what y'all charge them?
The 980 per person. Whatever the cost of the trip is, what it is.
Okay. So they get the
discounts
right.
And everything.
So
I take mine at the 980.
So now with that.
No, we get paid from our vendors.
Are most of your people
just,
coming
that's
from Ohio?
That's another myth for travel agencies and agents, that they think that we get paid from our clients. Like, it's got to go on a fee to our clients. Right. We get paid from our vendors. We bring them business.
Yeah. Right, right.
So it's basically so almost like advertising.
You fee. Can look at it that way.
Yeah.
I'll bring you the business. Like I said, does that whole cluster, like does the majority of the trip come from one centralized area? Or do you have people around the country who says, I know them, I rock with them, I'm going to party and hang out with them? Or is it like mainly from
after 7 years, it probably doesn't got to that.
I have built a globally recognized brand, but nationally known.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's people from all over, and we book their flights. So
I just asked because I don't want somebody that's from Atlanta to book a flight and be like, man, I felt like I was out of place because it was everybody from Ohio.
Man, she done booked me on the flight with the ops.
Nope.
Everybody from Cleveland. If I don't speak that Cleveland, I wasn't in it.
We have no problems on our trips. We just had a trip to Panama this year. So our group trip this year is to Panama. And some of our guests were from Atlanta. Some of them from New York. Wherever you're from, you can go.
That's
we
hard.
Have no problems with that.
You just said that. Okay. Cause I was finna ask, have you ever had a incident like where a guy just was tripping? Somebody was tripping. But you just said you ain't had no incident.
No, yeah. Our trips generally the people that come are interested in travel.
Right. Yeah. I said primarily.
So
in those
as long
type of
as right. So as long
folks
as
know how to act.
Yes, they know how to act.
Home training.
Primarily in
see,
those
the thing
type
is if you're paying the money for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You paying $900?
I'm paying $900.
$1,000,
whatever
it is.
And we leave $2,500 to go
you know
somewhere
that,
out of the
you're
country.
Not about to
calm
back.
Your ass down so we can go home.
So, once again, I thank you
y'all
all for coming
dope.
Out,
I like
man.
It.
I appreciate
thank you for
y'all for everything that you're doing,
y'all
for everything
dope.
That you're going to continue to do. And I want everybody to support because I'm going to support. I'm like I said, I was already scrolling through finding some sunglasses.
I'm thinking of where I'm going now.
And my wife. Exactly.
Thank you.
So
we appreciate all the support.
Once again, we thank you for coming out. We thank you for coming out. having a good time. We're gonna.
If you let her wrap the goddamn interview, y'all can go off to the side.
So
shit, your goddamn.
Well, we gonna do? Hold up. Before even y'all even do that, I gotta set the tone because coming up next after we come from break, Reese.
Yeah.
After we come from break, what we gotta do is we have to have this music standoff.
Why are you framing it like that, bro? I gotta build it.
You told Jay Reeske he wasn't on your level.
And
Jay
Reeske
wrote a track to show that he on your level. I told you to bring a track to show that he wasn't on your level. So it's a standoff.
And I brought one more just for pure shits and giggles.
That's like real
live. Right? See what I'm saying?
Hey, it's a standoff. I can send a text for nothing to nothing. You get mad because you darker than me.
Can't nobody with a shirt that big do nothing with me.
Listen, we going to get into it. We going to come back. We going to have this musical business going on. We going to have this musical thing going on. Reese already getting prepared. We got this whole thing happening. We are live at the Blends 2. That's 632 South Central Avenue here in Hayteville every Monday. We encourage you to come out, kick it with us, man. It's pure D fun. Like we love each other and we kick it. We all like family. But we encourage you to come out, hang with us. We watch Monday Night Football. We network with each other. And
big ups to King A. Lewis and Dr. Jasmine.
Yes.
Showing y'all how to get money around here with y'all broke ass.
So what we gonna do? We're going to have DJ Reese Boogie take us out. We're going to come back in a little while, man, and we
and
are
Jay
going
Reese
to
is
turn it
wow,
up.
The lady. We got ladies in here for you, man. They want to hear, can you do it?
And,
or is it just
and we gonna,
fluff?
We're going to talk about Deion Sanders. We're going to talk about
we're going to get into it.
We also have to revisit this Kanye shit that we were talking about last week.
Hey, who want my
knees? Kanye has turned it up a notch.
He just selling shit.
You don't sell shit talking about Jews. But we're gonna get into it.
I love him for that though.
We'll get into it.
I don't care. I fuck with Ye.
DJ Reese Boogie.
I fuck with that nigga, man.
Let's roll, fam.
That nigga know how to roll for you, nigga.